This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Governor Bruce Rauner has wrapped up a roughly week-long stay at the Illinois Veterans Home in Quincy. Rauner says he spent time with residents and staff and observed operations at the facility, where 12 residents died from a Legionnaires' disease outbreak in 2015, and another died from the pneumonia-like illness last year. Prior to leaving, the governor pledged to make sure the facility remains open and that there are no future outbreaks. The bacteria that causes Legionnaires' disease is spread through small droplets of contaminated water, so Rauner says the Veterans Home continues to implement federal and state recommendations regarding its water system.
All of us believed that we could get the Legionella completely out and take the risk down to virtually zero or darn close by doing that, but it's clear that even though we've done everything exactly as recommended, we've taken every step, we've still had some cases. And our goal is zero cases.
Rauner says the next step is to gradually replace the plumbing throughout the complex. He says beyond that, he will put together a task force to come up with a long-term plan. Rauner says the plan should include improvements to the water distribution and treatment systems and to the aging housing at the facility.
I personally think one of the things we should look at is building a major new home, brand new building here that has the latest technology, the latest layout, the latest capability, and where all the residents can be together.
Rauner says he will return to make sure progress continues. When asked about the lawsuits filed by the families who lost relatives in the 2015 Legionnaires' disease outbreak, the governor reaffirmed his commitment to keep the veterans at the home safe and healthy. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.